Okay, so today we're gonna dive into some really interesting stuff.
Right.
We got website snippets, event flyers, even board member info, all about this organization called Bunnies on the Bayou.
Oh, wow.
And right away, the name kind of makes you tilt your head.
It does.
Like, Bunnies on the Bayou?
Yeah.
What is that about?
Yeah.
And plus, just glancing over all this material, it seems like they've been around for a while.
Definitely.
So our mission today is to figure out what Bunnies on the Bayou is all about.
Okay. I'm game.
So right off the bat on their website, they've divided their history into these like distinct periods, 1981 to 2003, then 2004 to 2019, and then 2020 to present day.
Interesting.
What do you think that tells us?
Well, it's pretty clear that they've been active in Houston for a long time, right? Like that's over 40 years. And the fact that they've broken it down like that suggests that they see those periods as, significant chapters in their evolution.
Like they went through some changes over the years.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's jump into that more recent period starting in 2020.
Okay.
And there's this mention under the of related interests section of an Easter sleaze bonnet contest.
Easter sleaze bonnet contest.
That's colorful.
Yeah, that definitely piques my curiosity.
It does, right?
Yeah. So what are we thinking here? Like a playful kind of little risque.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they don't take themselves too seriously.
Sounds fun.
But also on the website, they mentioned doing multiple fundraising events throughout the year in 2020.
Oh, okay. So this isn't just like a one-off Easter thing.
Right.
It seems like by that point they expanded to do more regular events, maybe even more focused on like giving back to the community.
Yeah, and we can see that even more clearly in these event flyers.
Oh yeah. Let's get into the
All
flyers.
right, so there's one for Bunnies in Heat at Rebar.
Bunnies in Heat.
Sounds a little spicy.
Okay, yeah.
And look, it's sponsored by Bud Light.
Bud Light, all right.
There's a performer, Angelina DM
I
Tron,
don't know them.
and a couple others.
So this seems like kind of a club night, maybe?
Yeah, for sure.
High energy.
Then there's another flyer for an event just called Bunnies on the Bayou at Boheme.
Oh, yeah.
It's on a Sunday afternoon from 2:00 to 5:00 p.m. with music by Athens and a $35 suggested donation at the door.
Okay, so very different vibe from the Bunnies in Heat.
Totally right.
More low-key
Yeah,
Sunday funday.
exactly.
Interesting. So they're doing different kinds of events appealing to maybe different parts of their community.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, what else do we have?
We've got one for Snow Bunnies at 41
Snow bunnies. Okay.
with DJ Glitter, sponsored by, you guessed it, Bud Light
Bud Light again.
and Tito's Handmade Vodka.
They're really racking up those
All
sponsorships.
right, a $5 suggested donation for that one.
Okay, keeping it accessible.
And then there's a flyer for what looks like a big event, Bunnies on the Bayou at Sesquicentennial Park.
So a big outdoor event.
Yeah, April 12, 2020, from 2:00 to 7:00 p.m. with DJ Roland Bellmares and DJ Kitty Glitter, presented by Bud Light.
They love their Bud Light.
But this one's stamped canceled.
Oh, right. Of course, the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So sad, but makes sense.
All right, moving on. There's a flyer for Bunnies in Heat Masquerade at Rebar.
Masquerade ball, huh? Fancy.
October 23, 2021, 10:00 p.m. to 2:00 a.m., $10 cover.
Late night.
And there's a mention of this one in Outsmart magazine.
Okay.
Their November 2021 issue says that this event raised funds for local LGBTQ nonprofits.
Oh, so it's not just partying. There's a philanthropic element here. They're
Rest.
actually raising money for good causes.
Exactly. And that continues with the next flyer, Snow Bunnies, at Rebar Houston in January 2022.
Back to Snow Bunnies.
Yep, with DJ Danny Verde.
All right.
We've got some photos by Dalton DeHart dated January 19th, 2022, confirming that this was another fundraiser for a volunteer-run LGBTQ nonprofit.
Okay, so they're really making a point to support these organizations.
Yeah, and Outsmart covered this event too, even more photos.
It seems like they have a good relationship with Outsmart magazine.
It does, right?
Like they're a visible part of the Houston LGBTQ community.
Then there's this flyer for another Big Bunnies on the Bayou event at Sesquicentennial Park.
Okay, so they were able to have that big outdoor event eventually.
Yeah, this one's Sunday, April 17th, 2022, from 1:00 p.m. to 6:00 p.m., featuring DJs Dan Slater and Tracy Young.
Big names.
And of course, sponsored by Bud Light.
Of course.
We also have some photos from a Bunnies on the Bayou event.
Okay.
Not sure what year they're from, but they really capture the energy of these
Yeah,
events.
I'm looking at them now.
Tons of people dressed up having a great
It
time.
looks like a real sense of community.
For sure.
So it seems like they're able to put on these big events that really bring people together.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's not just a free-for-all either,
You
right?
mean?
We have the board member info from 2021 to 2022.
Oh, right.
Stephen Duckett, president, he, him, is
right.
Div Kumar, vice president, he, him, his Brendan Rhodes treasurer, he, him, his Jacques Bourgeois secretary, he, him, his and Kevin Guyan at large board.
They even list their pronouns.
Yeah, that's a nice touch.
It is, right? It shows that they're thinking about inclusivity.
Definitely.
So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
What's the big picture for you?
Well, I mean, it seems pretty clear that Bunnies on the Bayou is a real Houston institution.
Yeah.
Like, they've been around for decades. They put on all kinds of themed events.
Right, from those club nights to those big outdoor festivals.
Exactly. They get consistent sponsorships. They work with local media.
And they raise money for LGBTQ nonprofits.
Right. That's a big part of what they do.
Yeah, they seem to have a pretty dedicated following and a strong community presence.
It's really impressive.
It is.
It makes you wonder, what is it about Bunnies on the Bayou that keeps people coming back year after year?
Yeah. What's that secret sauce?
Right. Like, how do they manage to create that sense of community and keep it going for so long?
That's a great question, and I think it's one worth pondering.
Definitely food for thought.
All right, folks, that's our deep dive into Bunnies on the Bayou.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.